Welcome to another episode of the Gay Erotica Podcast with Liam Williams. Thanks to those that have messaged in the last couple of weeks welcoming me back to regular recordings. I hope you enjoyed the last story that came out and making some good progress on my novella series as well. So hopefully one or two of those are out before the end of 2025. Thanks as well to those two new patrons that have joined since the last episode came out. Thank you to Alex and Kevin for getting on board. You can sign up as a patron for as little as $1 a month just by following the link in the episode description. This next story continues my run of not being great with titles. It is Jerk Buddy Upgraded. "Dude, you're not going to believe what happened last week," Tyler said, returning from the bathroom. He stepped over the empty pizza boxes and Coke cans before flopping down on the mattress and taking his semi-hard dick in his hand. The only light in the room came from the big screen TV, which currently featured a busty blonde being spit-roasted by two football players in a locker room. But the light was enough for Tyler to see Jake shift on his side of the mattress while continuing to work his own dick. "What, you trip over your own junk?" Jake joked, once again poking fun at the size of his friend's member. "Nah, worse." Tyler's grin faltered, cheeks flushing a bit even as he kept stroking. "My stepbro walked in on me, mid-stroke. Like, full-on caught me with my pants down, dick in hand, loo bottle still open on the desk. I froze, bro. Yanked the blanket up, but it was too late." Jake snorted, trying not to laugh too loudly or fully as his mate shared his embarrassing anecdote. "Is it any wonder? You're at it non-stop, bro." "Yeah, but usually Ryan knocks." Tyler's cock had now risen to its full 9-inch length as he stroked it slowly beside his best mate. "So what happened?" Jake didn't miss a beat as he maintained his steady edging pace. "He just stood there for a sec, eyes wide, then mumbled something about grabbing his charger back." Tyler shook his head and glanced at Jake, but his hand didn't stop. "Brutal. But like, he's a dude. He's jerked off in this house too. I guess it's just weird that he saw you doing it, right?" "No doubt. It's just..." Tyler glanced at Jake again. Jake didn't mind the attention. "What, bro? Just kick him out and finish." "Yeah. You're right, but I've barely been able to make eye contact with him since. Felt like I'd been caught by my mum or something." Tyler's pace picked up a little, settling back into their late-night ritual. Every post-game sleepover finished like this, porn on the TV and dicks in their hand. Actually, most started like this as well. "At least you weren't coming when he walked in, like when I caught you that first time." "Oh man. Was the previous most embarrassing moment of my life." "Well, look where it got us." Jake grinned and wiggled his dick in his hand. There was nothing weird about this situation for them now. After Jake had caught Tyler shooting his load a few months ago, it had opened a door for them, and both had at first tentatively stepped through it. After weeks of crashing at each other's houses after watching Friday night football, jerking off side by side had become the norm. They lay beside each other now, both stroking intently. They glanced at each other's working hands and knew that they were both close to reaching their second climax of the night. "You didn't mind when I joined in," Jake teased, nudging Tyler with his elbow. "I was too far gone at that point, bro." "I guess with your stepbro it's different, right?"
"Yeah, I guess so. Would be weird for him to join in."
Tyler let the sentence trail off. "Not really a more the merrier type situation then."
"Not in this case, bud."
Tyler stroked a little faster now, and Jake knew his orgasm was fast approaching. The pre-cum that slicked up Jake's foreskin was an indication that he was also right on the edge, but they kept at it for a while, working a little slower to make the session last. Jake had thought himself a pro at edging, but he'd learnt a thing or two from Tyler recently. The room was quiet now,
except for the occasional grunt or rustle of fabric. The TV's volume was just high enough that the moans of the woman being used on the screen were audible enough to fuel their arousal without anyone walking past the room being able to hear. This was their thing, and though neither of them would admit it out loud, they looked forward to the connection that these sessions brought. After a few more minutes of steady stroking, Tyler groaned, his thick cum coating his fingers as he urged his orgasm from his impressive length. Jake followed not long after and, as usual, finished with a greater distance shot than his buddy. They both slumped back on the mattress with lazy grins spread across their faces. "Solid sesh, man," Jake said, wiping his torso with the towel Tyler had stashed for nights like this. "Always is," Tyler replied, taking the towel from Jake and wiping his hands with no qualms about sharing. "Night, bro." Jake was already half asleep as he rolled onto his side. "Yeah, better sleep. Got training as the ass crack of dawn." Tyler hit the TV remote and the TV turned off and plunged the room into darkness. Tyler's alarm woke them both up the next morning before the sun had thought about rising. Tyler dragged himself out of bed with a groan. Jake cracked an eye open, still buried in the blanket pile. He watched Tyler tug on his gym shorts and a hoodie, rubbing sleep from his eyes as he grabbed his duffel. "Heading out already?" Jake muttered, voice thick with sleep. "Yeah, coach will kill me if I'm late again," Tyler said, slinging his bag over his shoulder. He smirked, nudging Jake's leg with his foot. "Feel free to rub one out while I'm gone, though." Jake chuckled, flipping him off. "Generous man. Catch you later." Tyler slipped out the door. Jake lay still until he heard Tyler's car rumbling off, fading into the morning quiet. Despite the action of last night, Jake's morning erection was as hard as ever, and he slowly toyed with his morning wood under the blankets. He contemplated Tyler's offer. He had blown many loads in this bedroom, but never without Tyler present. He gave his dick a couple of quick tugs and felt the first drop of pre-cum slick against his boxers. The temptation was strong, but his eyes were still heavy with sleep. Jake decided it could wait, maybe until Tyler got home. He was always horny after practice. Jake allowed himself to drift back to sleep. He was roused by the creak of the slowly opening bedroom door. He rolled over onto his back and opened his eyes a little. The room was still dark. Tyler must have finished practice early. "Back already?" he muttered quietly. "Mm-hmm." Jake stretched his arms above his head, the shift of his body causing his hard dick to press against the blanket. He sighed at the sensation. Blinking a few times, he tried to force his eyes to adjust to the blackness, but the door to the lit hallway closed and he could only vaguely sense where his buddy was in the room. "Dude, no matter how many times we bust the night before, I'm still so hard when I wake up," Jake whispered, pushing the blanket down to reveal the tent in his boxers. He felt a hand rest on the bulge he was presenting, and a moan escaped his lips. "Bro?" This was new ground for their wank butt arrangement, but now that it was initiated and he felt his cock being stroked through the fabric of his boxer shorts, Jake had no desire to stop it. Jake allowed his head to fall back against the pillow and focused on the sensations of his mate unexpectedly stroking his dick. He moaned softly as he felt the hand slide inside his shorts and the fingers wrap around his thickness. Those fingers gripped him firmly, but paused for a moment. Jake held his breath as he felt fingers squeeze around his shaft. This was a first for him. The first time a guy had held his cock. The first time his friend had crossed the line from jerk bud to something more. Tyler loosened his grip and began sliding Jake's slick skin over his wet head. Jake released his breath with a soft moan. The hand worked steadily, his thumb sliding over his head with each stroke, just how Jake liked it. Clearly Tyler had been paying close attention to Jake's technique and had picked up a few pointers on how to work his dick just right. Feeling a tug at the waistband of his boxers, Jake lifted his hips in response. The shorts slid down his legs and his now freed cock slapped against his belly. Without missing a beat, the stroking resumed. "Oh shit." Jake muffled his voice with his hand as the intensity of the jerking increased. Tyler was clearly intent on bringing Jake to a quick orgasm, and at this point, Jake was happy to go along for the ride. Knowing that his jerk button was for the first time working to make Jake come instead of just watching, fueled his arousal. Jake allowed a soft moan to escape his lips. He knew that Tyler's family were just down the hall, including his stepbrother in the room next door, but the pleasure of the situation was too great to stay quiet. Yes, he heard Tyler's response, an indication of his appreciation. Jake let his head fall back into the pillow again, closing his eyes and surrendering to the pleasure. The darkness of the room allowed him to focus purely on the feeling of Tyler's hand working his shaft. The pre-cum continued to leak from his slit, surprising even Jake with its volume. "So wet." Tyler's voice was quiet and husky in the otherwise silent room. He then halted his stroking, focusing his thumb and forefinger around Jake's wet ridge. This slow focus sent a shudder of pleasure through Jake's body. His balls rose, and he felt a familiar tingling in his toes. "Shit, man, stop teasing me, I'm ready." Jake urged Tyler to continue, hoping the encouragement would ensure that Tyler saw this through to the conclusion he was now desperate for. Tyler's only reply was to grip his shaft again and immediately start stroking, this time with an increased intent. His other hand slid up Jake's thigh until it found his heavy balls. Jake moaned as Tyler gripped those as well, giving them a light squeeze before rubbing them in time with his stroking. "Fuck yes," Jake gasped as Tyler found his rhythm. "That's gonna do it." Tyler picked up the pace again, stroking harder and faster as Jake felt his orgasm building. "That's it. I'm gonna come." "Do it." Jake heard the arousal in Tyler's voice, and that was the final push. His balls rose and his cock throbbed. With a quick final stroke, Jake's cock fired, the first shot spraying hard against his chest. He couldn't hold back a grunt as his climax coursed through his body. He felt another shot against his belly before his body shook through the last of his climax, which oozed out and coated the still stroking fingers of his best friend. Tyler slowed his pace as Jake came down from the high of his orgasm, copying how Jake did the same for himself. His fingers squeezed Jake's shaft and gave him one last long stroke, sending a final shudder through him. "Dude, that was unexpected," Jake said between panting breaths as Tyler stood beside the bed. "You're telling me? I was expecting Tyler." Jake's breath caught in his throat. "Expecting Tyler? What did that mean?" "That wasn't... You're thicker than he is, Jake. Nice load." Jake heard the door open and his eyes darted to see the silhouette pass through. A little shorter and a little broader than his best friend. "Shit, that was Ryan?" The door closed and Jake sat up quickly, wondering how that had just happened. Ryan had snuck in and Jake had assumed it was Tyler. And Ryan had assumed it was Tyler. In fact, he had expected it to be Tyler. And he knew the girth of Tyler's cock. Jake's head was suddenly spinning as he tried to piece all of this together. Maybe Ryan had done more than just catch Tyler in the act. Thinking back to last night, Jake had never asked what had happened after Ryan had caught him with his dick in his hand. Jake's phone buzzed, interrupting his processing. It was a message from Tyler. "Training's done. See you soon, bro. Need to bust a nut before we head out today." Jake replied quickly with a simple, "See you soon." He put his phone down and tried to work out which line of questioning he would follow when Tyler arrived home. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Gay Erotica podcast. I hope you enjoyed that story. You can let me know in the comments section of the story on the website, which is linked in the episode description. Don't forget, if you want to sign up to support the podcast, you can do that on Patreon by following the link in the episode description as well. Support can start at just $1 a month, and it makes a huge difference in me being able to continue to create stories for you all. If you enjoyed the story or enjoyed the podcast overall, feel free to give it a rating and review on your podcast app or share it with your friends. Thanks again for listening to the Gay Erotica Podcast.